When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to a short episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. I've been sick for a few weeks with just congestion and coughing, kind of like a cold, basically. And I'm finally kind of getting over it, but still not to the point where I want to do a full-on episode. Hopefully by next week or the next, I will be back on track doing normal episodes. But for now, I just wanted to do a quick episode where I read a few of your guys' emails and messages to me, some of your guys' ideas, and that'll be the episode. So let's get into some of these messages. So the first message is from Soulfire443, and they write, "Dear Rebel JC, I love your podcast." Thanks, Soulfire. "It's really cool how you think of ways to improve Minecraft. My idea for Minecraft is the Golden Eagle. I think that the sky in Minecraft is something people never acknowledge. This mob would fix that. Golden Eagles would be neutral mobs attacking only when provoked. Golden Eagles would spawn over the taiga and Extreme Hills biomes. Sometimes there will be a nest on the top of a tree in the taiga and Extreme Hills biomes. There is a 5% chance for there to be an eagle's egg in the nest. You can mine the eggs with Silk Touch. If you place an eagle egg on an eagle nest, it will hatch into a tamed golden eagle in 5 Minecraft days. Tamed golden eagles will fly over the player's head, attacking hostile mobs. Keep digging straight down, Soulfire443. I really like the idea. I don't know about the egg thing as much as it is a cool idea. Maybe if it was a more mythical creature, I think that would work. Maybe if it was like a griffin or something like that. But a golden eagle is like a real animal, and I think is a protected animal, and I don't think Minecraft is going to want us to try to hatch their eggs. That being said, I'm just now thinking about it. We can do that with sea turtles. So maybe it's within the realm of possibility, and actually it's a cool idea as well. I do agree that the skies in Minecraft need a little bit more love and need to be a little bit more involved in the game. I would love to see birds flying around, flocks of birds even. I really like this idea, Soulfire. Thank you so much for sending it in. And guys, if you're listening to this and you have any ideas that you want to add on to any of these, let me know in the comments below on YouTube, or you can shoot me an email at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. Let's move on to the next message. And this next message comes in from Colin, and they write, "Hi Rebel, I was listening to one of your episodes when I thought of an idea for a new item in Minecraft. I think candle holders should be added to the game in 1.19 or 1.18 when they add candles." This must be a little bit older message, since candles are in 1.17. Anyway, carrying on. "They could be crafted with 7 copper ingots and could be used to hold 3 candles. They could be used for a decoration if you are making a mansion and want more of a fancy look. Thanks." Thanks, Colin, for the message. I agree. I think a candle holder would be really cool. People have been using a lot of end rods for that kind of thing, and now the lightning rod as well for a candle holder. I think that a legitimate candle holder would be fun. I would love to see an update in Minecraft where they just add some more, you know, decorative items that aren't necessarily just super useful, but that just look really good and could be used to you know, in just for decoration, similar to the way that we already use flower pots. Now, flower pots are used to hold plants, but generally speaking, they're just decoration. They're not really used for building or for any sort of technical thing at all. So I think that decorative things like a candle holder would find a home in Minecraft very easily. So awesome idea, Colin. And this next message comes in from ClassicBoy97, and they write, "My idea is to add gargoyles. They are basically stone heads that you can connect with copper pipes if they add them to the gargoyle. There would be gutters on the edge of the roof that could catch rainwater and send it through copper pipes into a gargoyle. The gargoyle would then spit the water out. This would be cool on builds for decoration. You could also use the gutter to collect water for farms and potions. I hope you like my idea. P.S. My sister helped me come up with this. I really do like the idea, Classic Boy 97. And I think that could... It is a very Minecrafty idea, because I'm thinking the gargoyle, even though it might not actually like come to life and be a mob or anything, it could serve a lot of purposes. It could become a part of a fountain build, or it could be like a statue in a haunted mansion or something like that. As well as having some really cool water interacting features as well. I love the idea of being able to use water and make water travel through pipes instead of having to use, you know, the block of water that we already have. Maybe if we could use pipes instead, I think that it might be a really cool thing to have water be able to travel through pipes and be contained in pipes, especially if you have a redstone contraption that uses water and you don't want to risk the water, you know, falling down and like wrecking all of your redstone. If it could be just contained into a pipe, that might be really useful. So I do really like the idea a lot. So thank you so much for that message. And the final message comes in from Tyler, and they write, "Hi, Rebel. I've been listening to your podcast for a few days now, listening to your older episodes, trying to catch up to more recent ones. I've been wondering, in your first two episodes, you basically predicted exactly what Mojang was going to add in a future, now past update. How does that make you feel? Also, I absolutely love the ideas you came up with for an end update. That really needs to happen. I also like the idea of silver, but instead of making it as rare as netherite, I think another way to get silver is to craft 4 gold and 4 iron ingots together, because gold doesn't have much use, because some things it's used in aren't really useful when it comes to a survival game. I think another great idea is to add a new dimension to Minecraft. This would look like an eerie blue and green dimension with a new boss. The dimension would be called something like the glow dimension or something like that, where the only light in the dimension is the light from the blocks. I'm not too sure on more specific details yet, but maybe you could help me. I'm thinking that at the end of the boss fight, there would be another dialogue screen, like the one that shows up after you jump into the return portal from the end. The idea behind the new dialogue screen is one that expands on the one from the end of the game. One that resolves some questions raised in the end dialogue, but raises even more and adds to the mystery and lore of the game. Just an idea. I would love to hear what you have to say about it. I like your podcast, so keep digging straight down into new ideas. From Tyler." Thank you so much, Tyler, for that message. First of all, it is actually really fun to have, you know, predicted, in quotes, predicted some of the ideas that have actually made it into updates. I remember once me and my wife went to Mammoth Caves in north of us, and coming back from that and exploring caves and just the idea of a cave update in Minecraft. And I made an episode on that before they even announced the Caves and Cliffs update. And a lot of the things that I talked about in that episode actually ended up coming, like Dripstone. I mean, obviously, that's not a really big prediction to make, but it is fun to feel like you're on the same brainwave as the developers. And yeah, it is really fun to do that. Obviously, a new dimension would be amazing. I really like the idea of a new dialogue screen after you jump into a portal that builds onto like the end poem after you jump into the end fountain to come back to the overworld after you defeat the dragon. That builds on that. I like that a lot. That's the closest thing we have to any sort of explicit lore, and it's not very explicit at all. It's very vague and very mysterious. But something to kind of answer a little bit of questions, but then to lead us on with some more mysterious questions. Yeah, that would be really cool. I would love to see another sort of end poem being added to the game, even though you'll probably only watch it once, and then the next time you play, you'll just skip right through it anyway. That's fine. It is a beloved feature, I think. So, yeah, awesome idea, Tyler. Thank you so much for that message. And that brings us to the end of this short episode. I know it's short. I'm still a little under the weather, still very stuffy, and my throat feels a little sore, but I just wanted to get one out there, wanted to read some of these messages and great ideas. If you guys have any ideas of your own, feel free to message me at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com, or you can join the Discord. The link is in the show notes as well. You can connect with me on Twitter. I'm at RebelJC_92. You can also, if you love this show and you want to see it continue, consider becoming a patron at any level. There's some pretty cool perks, so consider that. And until next time, guys, continue to dig straight down.